Welcome to the first ever Ask SAS podcast. My name is Stevie and I'm a student services coordinator with Student Accessibility Services.
And my name is Bobby. I'm also a student service coordinator at SAS.
And I'm Steph and I'm an academic accommodations coordinator with SAS.
Welcome back and happy new year. We hope everyone is well rested after the nice long break. Hopefully the extra time off was enough to recharge your battery. Fresh start to the new year and new term. So number one question, why did SAS start a podcast?
Yes, Stevie. So it seems a bit odd that SAS has its own podcast, but we wanted to create a platform for SAS students where we can share information and explain our processes. We find that we get so many general questions about our services, so we figured we wanted to touch base on all of this as well. So what better way to answer all these questions than to make the information accessible than through a podcast so you can listen to at any time?
That's great, Bobby. So why don't we start at the beginning? What exactly is SAS and what do we do?
I think it's a great idea to start by defining some of the acronyms that we have, because we all know how much Brock loves its acronyms. Let's start with SAS, which stands for Student Accessibility Services. And we are a part of SWAC, the Student Wellness and Accessibility Center, along with PC, Personal Counseling, FITA, From Intention to Action, the Hub, where peer support happens, and SHS, Student Health Services. SAS provides academic accommodations for students with a temporary or permanent documented and diagnosed disability. We are more than just accommodations. For students who are registered with SAS, we offer different supports like learning strategists, an assistive technologist, various in-class supports. We also have our own exam center, and when we're back to campus, that's where you're going to find me most of the time.
That's great, Steph. Thanks for the breakdown. So to clarify, SWAC resources are available to all Brock students, whereas SAS has its own set of resources that are specific to SAS students. So what does this mean for students without a diagnosis?
For students who don't have a diagnosis ability, there are so many different SWAC resources available, and all of these resources are available online through our website. What we can do is underneath this episode, we will include a direct link to our site, and that way you can check out the helpful resources that are there.
That's great, Bobby. Thanks. So now is a good time to address some questions that have been coming in. So with the start of the new term, students are asking, how am I going to get my accommodations rolled for the winter term?
Very important update there. To activate accommodations for the new term, students are going to have two options. You can schedule an appointment to meet with your case manager or book a drop-in appointment using the SAS appointment bookings page found in Sakai. Or you can choose to submit a request to roll accommodations using an online form that has been sent out. Basically, with this option, if there have been no changes to your accommodation needs, you can fill out the form to have your accommodations rolled for the winter term without needing to make an appointment. You would have already received a link to this form, but we'll also include it below this episode.
Thanks for sharing that information, Steph. So just a reminder, the accommodation info for D3 courses will not show in OASIS until we have received a request for accommodation form or you've met in an appointment. So it's really important that you choose one of these options in order to get your accommodations activated. So Steph, going off that, the second question is always related to how am I going to get my note-taking services set up? Do you have an update about that?
Yes, for sure. So for students who have an accommodation for a volunteer note taker, you'll still need to confirm that you require notes for a course by going into OASIS under the accommodation tab and clicking the confirm button for each course. Though volunteers are not typically placed in asynchronous courses or courses where lecture material is provided to students. So you'll just want to request note takers for your sync classes where lecture notes are not being provided. You'll also find some helpful YouTube videos in Sakai, which are going to show you how to navigate this tab in OASIS in general.
That's great. So we've touched on some really important updates for the beginning of this term. And throughout this podcast, we hope to provide SAS students with further updates and information regarding the accommodation processes, also some tips and resources for academic success in general. As well, we really hope to engage with SAS students and provide current information about SAS and specific student inquiries. So with that, we would encourage students to send any questions that they have to asksas@brocku.ca so that we can gear these episodes to the information that you want to know and hear.
Thanks, Bobby. So that's it for today's podcast. Make sure you tune in next time where we sit down with our learning strategist peer, Annie, who has a great list of apps to help with success when it comes to time management and planning your term. This is an episode you're not going to want to miss. Thanks for listening and have a great first week back.